everybody. Welcome back to Fam for All Moms. My name is Sharzad and joining me is Susan Yara.
Hello. Hello. Hopefully always joining you is Susan Yara.
I'll behave, you know. Anyway, yes. How have you been?
I've been, you know what? The weather has been really nice lately and it's been sunny and we've been going for walks and spending more time outdoors. I thought for a split second there we were going to open things back up slowly and we were going to start to maybe move back into normal life. But, you know, we're trying to be positive here and see how things go and stuff. And, you know, just enjoy this weather. I'm trying to, you know, it's funny, like after listening to all of our guests lately, I'm trying to be in a better mindset. And I think that's been helping me a lot. Like think of this as time that I'm spending with my kids and with my husband, way more time with my husband than I've ever spent because we're both home during the day, which is kind of wild. You know, we're starting to understand, like navigate this world of everyone working from home and stuff and trying to figure that out. And I think we're starting to get our groove, I guess. And that's kind of exciting because, you know, I think the world is going to be a different place after all of this. Who knows how long after all of this is, but, you know, like hearing that Twitter, you know, like they're going to be working from home indefinitely, like forever, whatever it is, and Facebook till like end of year at least and stuff. It almost creates a whole new world. I see a lot of opportunities there, like even where we live and stuff can potentially change. And that's, you know, I don't know. A part of me thinks that's a little bit exciting to look at like the positives, I guess, that are coming out of this.
We've been happier over here too. Things have felt just a little bit lighter. I know the beaches are opening for active use only as of today. So that makes me happy. I'm going to take my babies there pretty much as soon as we're done with this. Yep. And, you know, speaking of like industries changing, a couple episodes ago, I talked about how Michael's bourbon brand, Lucky Seven, that he's been working on for over a year and a half is on shelves in Chicago, and we are so excited. So it's been exciting. Like alcohol sales are up.
We don't encourage alcoholism, but
I'm not, you know,
nice drink when you want to unwind.
Yes. And, you know, obviously drink responsibly. I know that me personally, I'm a two drink person and that's like where I need to be.
I'm like a half glass of wine woman.
You're a half glass per two is my max to where I'm in a good spot. But yeah, we're really excited about his bourbon. It's available in this big store in Chicago called Binny's and it's selling out of a lot of them. So there's been excitement. I have never in my relationship with Michael for the last 11 years seen him this excited every day when he wakes up. And just as his partner, it feels really good to be able to support him. And it also feels good that we're, I don't know, kind of coming to an end with homeschool. And then we just get to sort of relax without pressure.
Right, because this is May, so school technically ends at the end of the month, right?
Well, mid-June.
Okay, but, almost. But,
you know, and we're like doing the homeschool stuff more now. We're getting on a schedule as well. So, mm-hmm. And I'm really happy about that. The hiking trails in my neighborhood should be open soon, and I cannot wait for that because I can walk to a lot of hikes, and that's one of my favorite things to do is just be outside. And yeah, we have, you know, I should never complain. I have a pool, and I've wanted a pool my whole adult life. I grew up with a pool and it was the greatest thing ever. Idris is 100% a fish. I love seeing the way he swims. I'm trying to get the floaties off of Cyrus. That's my goal for this summer. And yeah, so things are good. I am beyond excited to announce the guest that we have today. It feels like two of my worlds coming together. It's Kaylee Butler from The Mom's View, who's one of my favorite people, meeting Susan and doing like a little baby reunion. And I've loved her so much. And what's funny is, you know, when I met her, I wasn't a mom and I became a mom. We were both pregnant at the same time, her with her third, me with my first. And I really learned a lot from her. And I always have gratitude for the fact that I became a mom with right next to her. Literally, we had a show on The Mom's View called The Tale of Two Bumps. And we were like 2 weeks apart or 10 days apart in our pregnancy or something like that. And it was just really nice to be by her side. And I get emotional when I think about how much I love her and how much I miss her. And I haven't seen her in like 4 years and she's a gem. And Susan, I really can't wait for you to meet her.
I'm so excited to meet her. Bring her on.
Hi.
I'm so excited, Kaylee, for Kaylee meets Susan. Susan meets Kaylee.
Hi, Susan. I feel like I know you because of watching you and listening to the podcast. So I feel like I know you.
Yay. I'm so glad. I mean, I feel like I know you too, because of everything that Charzad says too. And I was watching the Mom's View and stuff back in the day when you guys were going for it and everything.
Yeah.
So I'm so excited, Kaylee. First off, I freaking miss you.
Oh my gosh. I could cry. I miss you so much every single day.
I miss you. I miss you. I know. I was just thinking, the last time I saw you, I was pregnant with Cyrus,
mm-hmm.
and it was in Idaho.
Yeah, I was thinking about that this morning too, because I found out that I was pregnant with Layla the day after we filmed.
Yeah, and wasn't Carly secretly pregnant? Or not?
She announced that day.
Yeah,
after you left, I was like, dang, Charzad missed that. But yeah,
oh my God, we've come such a long way. Thanks so much for taking time. You have 4 kids. You know, I'm always so impressed with people that have more kids than I do, because I always feel like I'm drowning with 2, and you have 4. Which is double. I can't do math.
Seriously, you have 1.
Yeah, just 1 kid even makes me, like, you know, just praise anybody that can do it.
I mean, there are things that are more challenging. And when I had my 4th, I was like, okay, that's good. But I mean, having any kids is a lot.
How's quarantine been?
It has been so crazy. So crazy. I don't know if you know, but here in Idaho, they're starting to open things back up.
Yeah.
And social distancing is lightened, so you can be around people, just smaller groups. I was able to see my family, which was the greatest thing ever. Yeah, I knew I missed them, but seeing them, I was just like, oh my gosh, this is the greatest. And we had so many birthdays in April, and my dad had a birthday. Yeah. We just had on so many family moments that it was just so great to see them. And when we got together, it was for my little sister, Markel. She's getting married. And her fiance tried on wedding dresses.
Yay!
And, you know, so we're trying to, like, still keep a distance and be respectful, because it's still scary to me. Like, I don't feel like I want to, like, go out and do things, even though things are opening back up. I still feel like,
No, I think we all feel that way. I think we all are like, we want things to open up, but what is okay, I guess.
Right. Yeah, exactly. I don't know. I think it's different everywhere. When this all first started happening, a lot of people were like, no, it's not a big deal. You know, don't worry about it. And when I heard that we were, like, needing to quarantine, I was like, no one is seeing everyone. We locked down. And I don't think everyone around me really did, because we had to go to the grocery store after a week, and we were driving around, and I was like, everything looks normal. Like, we were in our house completely quarantined. So I didn't realize that there were still people around me that were not.
Yeah.
So I don't know. So that was so hard and made me upset.
Partially like almost like a jealousy, right? Like an envious, like, well, wait, what? Or almost like, you know, a friend of mine said, she was like, I guess there was like a party happening at like 2 houses down from her, and it was like a rager. And she was like, I feel like the joke is on us.
Right. Or it's just like, well, am I even making a difference? But I mean, to me, I was like, if I spread this at all, I couldn't deal with it. I couldn't even, like, fathom that. So I was like, we are staying here. You are not seeing your friends. I'm sorry. If all of your friends are hanging out and still having birthday parties, we are not.
Yeah. So hard. I want to talk about that. You have a teenager. OMG. And obviously a toddler, and Gage is 11, right?
Yeah, Gage just turned 12.
Gage just turned 12. Okay, yeah. Brayley's 15, right?
Brayley's 15. She'll be 16 in September.
Okay, I know. And then obviously I know Finn and Idris are both 6, because they're just...
I know, I can't believe that.
How I think about being a teenager, for me, my own self, I think about my teenage self quite often.
Right.
And I think about what kind of a mom I'm going to be when I have a teenager, because I've told both you guys this at various points, like, I was a troublemaker. I got arrested. I got expelled. I went to rehab. I did a lot of things as a teenager. How are you navigating freaking teenage life?
Seriously, going into teenage years feels a lot like having a newborn baby. Like, seriously, they need so much attention, and it's so unknown. And people can give you advice or, like, talk about it. I don't feel like they give as much advice when you're going into the teenage years, because everyone's like, but it feels a lot that way because it's just unknown territory. And when we first started into the teenagers, I did have Layla, which was kind of hard because I felt like both needed so much attention. And I feel like we eased into it, and then we ended up moving right after Braylee turned 13. And that was kind of hard for her because we were in a different school boundary, so she was going to a new school, and that was really hard. Layla was a little bit bigger. She was like toddling around or crawling around, and so life felt busier, and I thought I had things kind of under control, though, and then Braylee started sneaking around a little bit.
What?
And Braylee is a really good girl. I want to say that, first of all, so much better than I was. She's a really good girl, but she snuck around for the first time, and we've always communicated. We've always been really open with each other. So when this happened, it rocked my world because she had lied to me. She was sneaking around. It was just all of these things. And I was like, what is happening? Everything that I thought I was doing right, I felt like I was doing completely wrong.
What is sneaking around though? Cause I can tell you like sneaking around I was like a bad girl when I was sneaking around.
Okay. So she liked this boy and, it was a party that she was supposed to be going to for a friend. She was telling me she's helping this friend with a party and that she needed to go to her house after school. And I completely trusted Braylee. And I was like, okay, yeah, sure. Go ahead. And you can help whatever you need. Let me know if I can help. The whole time she was planning on just sneaking over to this boy's house. The whole time, the whole entire time. I caught her before it happened. And like I said, Braylee's the good girl.
How'd you catch her?
I was trying to think. I can't even remember. I think I saw a text.
Oh.
I think I like intersected a text between her and the boy. And he was like saying like, I'm excited for you to come over. And he was having a party too. So it wasn't like they were just trying to like sneak just the two of them. And I was like, Braylee, why didn't you just talk to me? Like, why didn't you just ask me? But it's just that age where when you're a teenager, you don't think things through all the way. And that's it. Like, you just don't. Like, you don't think, oh, I should ask my mom. You just think like, oh, she won't let me, so I'm going to sneak and do it. It was so hard for me because I thought we have this great communication. Like, that is something that I've tried to do her whole life is communicate. And so I was like, what? And I actually listened to a podcast and the lady talked about how it's not about you. And when your kids make these mistakes, it's not about you. And I was like, okay. And that's like the only thing that got me through. Cause I was like, hello, it's not about me. When I was doing stuff, when I was a teenager, it wasn't about my parents. Right. I didn't even think about that. Cause I was like, how could you disrespect me? And that's what got me through that. And it opened up that communication again. And I apologized for how I acted and explained myself. And then I think that that's important for parents to do too, is to admit when we're wrong. And that's really hard to do because you want your kids to respect you, and it's hard to admit fault, especially to your kids.
Right.
But I did. And I always explain myself because I don't want Braylee to think like, oh, my mom messed up and it's her fault. But I do want her to see where I'm coming from so that she feels safe telling me when she's messed up. I just think it's so important to create like this safe space, especially as they enter into the teenage years, because there's so much going on in their world.
Susan, you know I like my podcasts.
Absolutely. You're the one that got me to start a podcast with you.
I did. It's because of me that we're here right now. So you're welcome, everybody. But speaking of podcasts, there's a new one that I think you guys will really, really like. Kaylin's Coffee Talk. And, you know, she's got a variety of topics that she covers on her podcast. Anything from like healthy habits, motivation, a lot of positivity, encouragement. She talks about different fundamental ways you can really change your mindset and your daily habits. And, you know, I'm all about that. I'm always on a path of self-improvement. And this is a good one to listen to. If you need a little pick-me-up.
I love that it's called Kaylin's Coffee Talk because she really sets up each episode to be kind of like the menu at your favorite local coffee house. So it's like coffee brews, espresso brews, decaf brews, where she's basically like breaking down different things about spirituality and your mindset and everything. I really like the way she sets it up.
So you guys can sit down, brew up a cup of your favorite beverage, and get ready to meet your new best friend, Kaylin. Go subscribe to Kaylin's Coffee Talk wherever you're listening right now. You can also find a link in the episode notes that will take you right to the show. I obviously haven't seen Braylee in such a long time, but man, she is such a sweetheart. And I just remember her as a little 9-year-old helping me out with Idris when I was like a scared new mom, and she was actually like comforting me. I remember, Kaylee, I had to drive for like one of the first times alone with Idris in the car, and I was like really nervous about it. And all the moms were coming back to my house for something, and Kaylee, you were like, why don't I let Braylee go sit in the back seat with him so he's, you know, so you feel more comfortable? And I was like, yeah, I really like that idea. Actually, yeah, could Braylee come and help me? And he's just like such a sweetheart. And then she said sushi was one of her favorite foods. And I was like, ah, a 9-year-old girl after my own heart. Yes, yeah. I like her. So you intersected a text. What I want to know, and what I've thought about too so much, is how to navigate social media with a teenager, because you guys are a public family. Braylee's been online for a really long time. She's, a lot of people recognize that beautiful little face of hers. So how do you guys deal with this? Do you just have to like follow her Instagram? Does she have an Instagram?
She does not.
Okay.
And that's, and I feel like she should. She's 15, almost 16. Casey is so freaked out by social media. And so it's just this thing that we revisit every few months, and should we allow her to? But he just feels so strongly like she's too young. She's too young for all of this. And like she didn't get a phone for a while either. So we've kind of, I mean, I don't know. It's hard because it's like, it's such a weird conversation in my family, because I feel one way and Casey feels another. But it's just respecting the timing. And I don't know. Braylee also a few years ago, when she wasn't allowed to have Instagram, oh my gosh, this story. She created an Instagram account on Gage's iPod. I walked into her room one day, not expecting a thing, and she just hid something so quickly. I think she was like 12.
Yep.
And I was like, what is happening? And then I noticed she had an iPod, so I went to get it from her, and she jumps up on her bed with it, just a death grip on it. So I jump up on the bed with her, and we are rolling around. I'm trying to like get it out of her hand, because I was like, what is going on? And that's scary. Like, there's predators online. There's like all these things. I'm like, what are you doing? And we roll off of the bed. We're rolling all over. I'm trying to get this iPod out of her hand. And the whole time I was just thinking, this is not my life. Like, this cannot be happening. I'm rolling around with my daughter trying to get an iPod out of her hand. Like, what is going on? And I finally did. And she had created an Instagram account. So because she wasn't doing anything wrong. I mean, she just wanted Instagram. She was doing something wrong because she wasn't allowed, but that was all. And everything was so innocent. But because she did that, that made it so that trust was kind of broken, and she wasn't able to get an Instagram account maybe as early as she would have.
Yeah, so I feel like there's no real like right or wrong answer, but I feel like it's going to be something that is a discussion in my house too, when that time comes with my kids, on how much to share and what are they going to be allowed to have, you know, access to. Who knows what the thing will be when they're teenagers.
Right.
But you know, it's something like, I feel like in the last 2 years, I've tried really hard to create these healthy habits for my own personal self with social media, because I felt like I was having a weird relationship with social media. It wasn't as like lighthearted and fun as it was when I started being online, and it started to get, you know, businessy and calculated and stuff. And I was like, wait a minute, now brands are asking exactly how many likes I have, and this doesn't feel as like fun. And I started to, you know, compare myself, and you know, the same thing that a lot of people do. And I always think about how, if I'm struggling as an adult, how are teenagers dealing with this, right? And then as a mom of a teenager, do you just have so much more work cut out for you to follow everything that your kid does? You know, I've heard these stories of kids creating fake accounts that their parents don't have access to, that like they post naughty photos of. You know, I've seen these stories. I've obviously heard about predators. There was an episode of The Sass that Susan and I did like 4 years ago.
Before, I was just thinking about that with Sarah, the perfume woman, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. She had this like, I don't know, 11 or 12 year old girl who looked way older. And I'm a
gorgeous little girl.
For the record, when I was 11, could easily pass for 15, 16. And I lied about my age.
I look like I was 11.
I was tall. I wore makeup. My aunt highlighted my hair. I have photos of me as 11, and I'm like, shit. Yeah. I told boys. I was 15. Yeah.
But either way, it doesn't, you know, it doesn't right. even matter though. There are predators online and
there are predators
for the little girls, right? And yeah. or little boys. And you know, the story that Sharzad's talking about, she had basically said to us, she had warned her daughter that there are predators online. They check her messages almost nightly, that kind of stuff. And so she thought she had it under control. Mm-hmm. And then they basically intercepted right before her daughter, like this guy reached out, or girl, we don't know who this person was, as one of her favorite Nickelodeon like actors. Mm-hmm. And basically, you know, like using that person's pictures and all that stuff and saying like, oh, I like you. I like, and you know, making her feel like she was special, you mm-hmm. know, like he found her among all these people. And he started asking questions like, where do you live? That kind of stuff. And so basically right before she could answer the question of where do you live, they intercepted. And, you know, she had this realization how it's easy to put all this together. Like her mom is a semi-public figure. She starts perfume lines, you know, for brands and all that kind of stuff. And she has her own Instagram. She's been tagged by her daughter. Her daughter has taken pictures in front of her school.
I was
you
just
know, like
going to say that.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
kind of stuff. So it's not hard to find the children.
I think about things like this and I think it's got to be a lot of work for a mom. You know, I know boys can obviously be victims too, but I think obviously young women are targeted much more. And I'm sure you do. Do you have conversations like with Braylee on what to do? And if somebody comes, if a fan recognizes her or what's that?
Yes.
What's that
yes.
like?
Or really, wait, can we start with, what do you tell her? What's the reason why you tell her she can't have social media yet?
That
go honestly, ask your Casey, father.
Yeah, really. Because I feel like Braylee is now has proved to me that she can handle it.
Yeah.
And so for me, she knows that I think that she should, but you know, Casey's just like, not yet. You know, he just wants, I don't know. I think it's way scarier. It's scary as a mom, but for a dad looking at his little girl and thinking like, oh man.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know. I think that she will get it soon. And I hope she does just because it is fun and it's, you know, it can be. I agree, Sharzad. Like I didn't have any social media before I started YouTube. I didn't have Facebook or anything. So it's always kind of felt like a job to me. And so I feel that, but I know for her, she just wants to see pictures of her friends.
Yeah.
She's not worried about anything else. But then I do worry about her being stressed out about her followers or how many people like her photos. And I do worry about that. But as far as conversations, I have always had to be so honest and blunt and not make anything like fluffy, even when she was like the tiniest child, because she just didn't believe it unless I was super, super honest, like about what can happen if she's not safe and if she's not careful. And so we have a lot of honest conversations. I've shared, you know, just little experiences that I had in real life. And then we talk about how it could be so much worse now that there's social media and the internet and there's predators from everywhere. So I just keep things as honest and as just blunt as possible. I feel like it works, but I also think like as a mom of a teenager or any child, you just have to know you never have control. You never have everything like nice and neat and it's going the way that you think it is. And that's terrifying. It's so terrifying.
And it's crazy to think, Kaylee, you just posted a video not too long ago that your mom became a mom at Braylee's age and that you became a mom as a teenager as well. And I mean, you guys all turned out so well, knock on wood. But it's just crazy to think about how to navigate, you know, all these things happening in your life and how you have no control over what another person can do sometimes.
Right.
And a teenager.
Yeah. And I think that that's why communication is just so important. To just keep communicating and talking about things. And I tell Braylee everything. Like I don't hide anything from my kids. My kids know my past. My kids know everything that I've ever done because I for so long felt ashamed of that. And I've let that go. Like I don't feel ashamed of anything that I've done. And I never want them to feel shame about any mistakes that they make because that is such a hard feeling to reverse. And worst decisions are usually made because of shame. So I just try to remove that and make it a safe space. They can tell me anything and we'll work through it together.
I know, that's such a good way to approach things. It really is. Cause I believe in that too. I believe definitely when you're trying to hide something, hold something back, you make wrong decisions. You feel emotional about stuff. It just doesn't feel right.
Right.
Spiral, like you said, and lead to much worse things.
And I told Braylee, I'm just here to help you. If you come to me and you say, I need to do this because this is happening, I won't ask you questions. If you want to talk about it more, we'll talk about it more, but you can come to me with anything and I'm here to help you. Yeah. And that's hard too, because I never want her to feel like I'm just like, make bad choices and I'm in your corner. But you know what I mean? Like, I don't want to feel like I'm giving her permission.
Yep.
But I almost think that when you take that like sneaky, like, oh, this is bad away, it just makes you want to make better decisions. I hope.
It does. No, I'll tell you, my mom took that approach with me. I think like sometime around when I was like 13, 14-ish, she started realizing I was starting to be, I could go down that road of being like a sneaky bad girl, I guess. Mm-hmm. You know, like I could start doing things behind her back and everything. And so she decided to be really honest with me about her life and things that were going on and how she saw things and stuff, and basically opened that door for me. And as soon as she opened that door, I mean, I did do things that I think she was kind of like, dang it, you know, like,
yeah.
I basically was like, this is what I'm going to do today, Mom. And she was like, oh, really? Why? Like that kind of thing. But in her, you know, in a lot of ways, I think she felt better that she at least knew what I was up to. And in, right. And then from there, I felt like I made better decisions. Like I was making adult decisions in some ways. And so when it came to my two younger sisters, it actually drove her crazy because she never built that trust with them for some reason. Like they just wouldn't go to her, especially my middle sister. She's very just secretive in general. Even now as an adult, she's very secretive. She likes to hold things in. And, it drove my mom crazy because with me, she knew everything I was doing, whether she liked it or not. She at least knew, right? Mm-hmm. Whereas with my sisters, especially my middle one, she did not know what was going on whatsoever. And it drove her crazy.
Susan, guess what I just did?
What did you just do, Sherzad?
I finished all my Hempland CBD.
I was actually surprised you hadn't finished it sooner.
Yeah, I've been taking it to help me sleep, and you know, I'm all about that life.
You know, I've been curious about CBD, and I know that Hempland USA is America's number one CBD company. And you know, since they're a veteran in the industry, they've really produced really high quality organic CBD oil, and it's, I think since like 2014, they've been doing that.
Yeah. I mean, they're great. They've been around for 6 years. They were the first to grow and manufacture their CBD entirely in the US. So that's super cool. They offer some of the highest strength CBD products available with a lower price per milligram than almost any other companies out there. And on top of that, the bulk discount pricing, you really can't beat it. They usually have discounts of up to 30% off available all year round.
Absolutely. Hempland USA is all about value. I absolutely love that. It's like more CBD for less money. So it's a win-win for everybody. And you know, I really think that people are very, I think there's like a boom right now in CBD oil, especially. I think people really want it because it helps them psychologically. It helps them sleep better. Like you said, I think there are just so many benefits of it that people are starting to like.
Hempland USA's premium CBD tinctures, soft gels, and topicals are available only at hemplandusa.com. You guys can take 20% off your next order by using the link hemplandusa.com/fam. And don't forget to use their offer code FAM, F-A-M, at checkout.
There's no better time than now to start a new healthy habit. And in addition to a healthy lifestyle and getting lots of sleep, CBD supports the system in your body that regulates immune system function. And these days, we could all use a little extra support.
It's Hempland USA's mission to help everyone feel and function their very best with the highest quality CBD. Experience the Hempland USA difference today by going to hemplandusa.com/fam and using offer code FAM at checkout for 20% off. That's hemplandusa.com/fam and use code FAM, F-A-M, at checkout.
I think with your first one, you make so many mistakes, but also I talk to Braylee way more than I do with Gage. And I don't know why. So I'm like, I'm putting so much focus on this, on Braylee, And I worry sometimes. Gage and I actually just got to spend the day together and he talked so much and I was like, oh my gosh, I need to work harder on building this same relationship. But I'm like so consumed with the first child who I've for sure messed up. Like I for sure did a lot of things wrong that I also talked to her about because I'm like, really, I know I'm messing you up and we need to talk about it. So when those things like come up, just tell me. You know, but I'm also like, oh, poor Gage, who's just so quiet and sweet. I also need to make sure I'm having these conversations with him because it just takes so much time and energy. And we were talking about having a toddler also. So by the time I am pouring my heart out and having these conversations with Braylee and then taking care of my baby, it's like my boys who are in the middle are just like running wild and, you know, because they're at easier ages.
Yeah.
You know, there's like this time frame with your kids where they're just like, go with the flow and they're happy and they're excited. And it just kind of seems easier. And a toddler and a teenager, they just take more work. And my girls are similar in a lot of ways. They're very like headstrong and it just takes a little more effort where my boys, I just feel like I would get mad and they're like, okay. I mean, yep. Winston is wild, but.
Wait, did he lose a tooth? Side note. Did he lose a tooth recently?
Oh my gosh. Yes. He lost his bottom tooth. Okay. It just fell out. But his top tooth has been missing for a while because he had to get some dental work done.
Oh, okay.
And he freaked out. He was so scared. And they have this little thing that they hold their mouth open with. And he was biting down on it and freaking out so much it killed his front tooth.
Oh no.
So we had to have it pulled. But yeah, he has lost a tooth. I'm like, what is happening?
Oh.
Grace is so, like, so many kids in his class via Zoom are losing their teeth, and he is now 6, and he hasn't lost a tooth, and he's feeling very left out of the losing of a tooth thing.
Tell him it's just going to happen.
I know.
One day it's going to happen.
Kaylee, what, how's life been post-mom's view? What have you been up to on a work front?
It's been sad. I actually was so nervous today because I haven't talked for so long. I haven't talked like this for so long. So I'm so sorry if I was jumbled.
No, you're great.
I was actually thinking, wow, she really is great at like keeping this, you know, there's like story and then I'm like learning some morals here. And
I don't know you guys, I might say all of these things and then next week I'm going to have some surprise, but I'm ready for all the surprises. So whatever is thrown my way, I am like ready and we'll take it on. But I miss talking like this. This is nice.
It's so therapeutic. Yeah. How has work been for you and what's going on that you're excited about right now?
Well, Braylee and I have this gear because 2 years ago I bought it wanting to start a podcast with Braylee because we do have such open communication and we've talked about everything, but something about Braylee that I feel like is very unique is that she will share anything. She's not like scared to just lay it all out there. And I think that so many parents are scared to talk to their kids. And I understand that. And I think kids are scared to talk to their parents. And it's that there can be this block up that I want to create a podcast with her that opens that up. So, because when I listen to that podcast, it's not about me. We need to put that out there. Mistakes that Braylee make are not about me. And if we keep like taking everything so personal, it's like just building that wall up. And I want to just like take that down. And if anything, if parents can just listen to a podcast sharing both sides of a situation and they can just listen to that and hear that, then that is like one step in the right direction. If we can get kids and parents communicating about an episode, that's even better. I just think it's so important for kids and parents to be able to communicate. It's something I really want to do, but also we tried to film one episode and I feel so strong about it that I made her start over like 15 times and I wanted everything to be perfect. And then I was like,
yeah,
I can't do this. So it's definitely been something that has literally been in the works for years. Cause originally I wanted to start a blog kind of sharing this. And I was like, oh, podcast. Now we're just talking about it again.
I love this idea. And you guys are, you know, stuck at home together.
Right. So. I was like, what a perfect time. And we've learned so much even from when we first started. You know, Braylee's older and she's gone through more. And she's like, I want to share that. And I just think it's so awesome that she would be willing to do that.
I would definitely listen to that. And I have not heard of any other podcast like that, like a mother-daughter open communication conversation that's just really vulnerable and candid. Mm-hmm. I haven't heard of anything like that. Whoever's listening, Kaylee's going to start a podcast soon.
Well, you know, it's even for me, like I have an infant daughter, but I already think about these things. What happens when she becomes a teenager? How am I going to deal with this? So I think it's a very interesting topic.
Yeah. And thank even you. Like dating and, you know, boyfriends and how to navigate that. Like, you know, I've always had a really close relationship with my parents, but the only thing that I really fought about with my dad was dating. And it took me such a long time and so many fights with him to get to a place where we kind of understood where the other was coming from. It really was basically when I was an adult.
I remember when I was a little girl, my dad, I'd be like, I don't know what I would say, like, oh, I'm going to get married someday or something. He'd be like, when you're 30.
Yeah.
Until 30.
I know. There's just something with the dads and daughters, and I get it. Like, I can't imagine.
Yeah.
As scary as it all is for me, I at least know what's going on in her little mind. Yep. He doesn't. He knows what's going on in the boys' minds.
Ew, and that's gross. I can't even imagine. So gross. I can't imagine. I think about that all the time because my dad had 3 daughters. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I paved the way for my sisters, I suppose. But I think back now on the days when I would bring a guy home to meet my dad and he'd be sitting there and he'd be, you know, asking the guy questions and stuff. But I can only imagine that my dad was thinking, this little punk wants to get in bed with my daughter. Like, that's all he wants.
My dad didn't even ask any questions. My dad straight up, like, was not allowed to have a boyfriend. Uh-huh. And then me, I was the most boy crazy person that I've ever met ever in my life. If a boy like a mile away looked at me, I would get so excited. If anybody looked at me when I was walking anywhere, it was just the highlight of my life. It's so pathetic, but it's back to what you were saying. When there's something that you feel like you're not supposed to do, you want to do it more. When it's just my friends that had, I don't know, maybe more American dads, not an Iranian dad, I could have guys come over. Where I would get truly yelled at if a guy called me. I'm talking about like when I was 11, 12, 13, you know. Now it's so funny because now my dad and I are so close. We just had like a little misunderstanding for a few years there about boys. And it just turned me into the most boy crazy person like that has ever lived, I feel like.
Yeah. See, and it had the opposite effect on me. My mom was like, no, it's okay. You can talk to me about this. And I was like, oh.
Oh, my mom said I could talk about everything and I would like tell her everything and then she'd be like, don't tell your dad. Anyway, oh my God. Kaylee, I love you. Thank you for taking the time out of your busy day. I know you're slammed with your babies. You have always been one of my most favorite people on the planet and I have looked up to you since the day I met you. So,
oh my gosh, you're going to make me just cry because I just love you so much. I think back to the moms you and I'm like, oh man, I think I told you this. I am such a different person now and I credit so much of that, of who I am to you and your mom. And I don't want to cry or make this super emotional, but your relationship changed everything about my relationship with Braylee. And I'm so, so grateful for that. So thank you.
Ooh. Thank you. Sorry, I had to take a sip of water. Oh my God, I wish we were hugging right now.
I know. That's what I'm like. As soon as all of this hopefully is over soon, I hope that I can come out and see you.
I would love that. Thank you. I so appreciate that. And I wish we were all like in a group hug. Susan, I wish you could meet Kaylee in real life because I know you guys would just get along so well. I'm gonna say goodbye before I just turn into a weeping mess. But Kaylee, I hope that you start a podcast with Braylee. I would listen to it. I will always be your biggest fan. I'm proud of everything that you've done. And thanks again for being here.
Yeah, thank you so much. I'm so grateful.
Susan, you met Kaylee.
I loved meeting Kaylee. I always felt like I would really like Kaylee just from everything you've said about her and seeing what she's, you know, all her stuff online and everything. And now I'm like, I really want to be best friends with Kaylee. She's so sweet.
I really hope she starts a podcast. You guys can keep up with Kaylee on her Instagram and YouTube channel. All of it is Hey Kaylee, and we'll leave links to that below. But she is really one of my favorite people.
I only imagine what life is going to be like when my daughter is a teenager. So,
daughter, I know. It feels like a big, overwhelming thing to think about. Anyway, We hope you guys enjoyed this episode of FAM for All Moms, the podcast. Leave a review if you liked it. All right, guys. Well, until next time, cheerio.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.